Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this Friday, March 27th edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in a new contributed article, the authors presented a game theoretic framework for CRO and vendor selection based on science-first qualification, ecosystem formation, mechanism design procurement, and outcome-aligned contracting. Rather than traditional vendor evaluation, this approach treats selection as incentive design where truthful disclosure and collaboration become optimal strategies for all parties, creating conditions for genuine partnership. Up next, in part one of our latest video interview series, Cheryl Cole, Vice President of Solution Strategy and Commercialization at AllMac Clinical Technologies, discussed why an effective clinical tech stack must be purpose-built, fully integrated, and designed to simplify research execution rather than add complexity across fragmented platforms. And finally, in a new interview from one of our sister publications, PharmTech, Tony Lakovaj, Executive Vice President and Head of Global External Affairs at USP, addressed mega trends including IRA-driven price negotiations, most favored nation initiatives, and FDA's revised biosimilar guidance allowing analytical data instead of costly clinical efficacy trials. Together, these changes are reshaping R&D investment and manufacturing strategies while accelerating biosimilar market entry. And that is all for today's ACT Brief. Join us next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Have a great weekend.